I was driving up the M5 one morning when I saw the cock pheasant standing beside the motorway. Magnificent bird he was, study in red and gold in the early morning sunshine. He stepped, quite deliberately, onto the carriageway, and just ahead of me the car in the inside lane swerved onto the hard shoulder to avoid him. A car in the middle lane missed him by inches, but he reached the fast lane unharmed. But that was where his luck ran out. There was an explosion of feathers as he was hit by a car doing 90, and that was where his life came to an abrupt and very violent end. If you love nature as much as I do, don't you just hate it to see wild creatures die on the roads? But this death was especially sad because, well, it just seemed so unnecessary. I mean, there are birds that are flightless. Penguins, for example, are unable to fly. Not that I've ever observed a penguin trying to cross a motorway. But pheasants, well, they're perfectly able to fly. A few flaps of the wings and a lazy glide was all that was needed to get that bird to the other side of the carriageway without him coming to the slightest harm. Now, I know life can be a bummer at times, like right now perhaps. A stress-free life is impossible. But the level of stress you experience is dramatically reduced if you know how to avoid becoming roadkill in the first place. When it comes to developing career strategies, you are probably not being given the information you need that would give you wings to fly. Wings that will enable you to sail harmlessly over trouble. See, a lot of roadkill avoidance strategies are a matter of taking a long-term approach to developing your career. Imagine for a moment that you're an athlete and you'll be competing in the next Olympic Games. When would you start preparing for that event? Immediately after the last Olympics, wouldn't you? Yes, that's exactly what you would do. You wouldn't dream of turning up at the opening ceremony knowing that you'll be running in the 100 metres next week and thinking, it's time I put in a bit of sprint practice. I mean, not if you want to be in the medals, you wouldn't. Yet the strategy you've been encouraged to adopt up till now about the job market probably goes something like this. Study, study, study some more, until you gain whatever exam certificate you think you need to apply for a job, and then you start sending your CV to dozens of employers, hoping that this is going to land you a job. And then, when you don't even get invited for interviews, panic begins to set in. You panic because you need a job urgently. You need a job like sort of next week. You're almost afraid to apply for any more jobs because you can't handle the thought of another rejection. It is horrible. And even if you do get invited to an interview, you know you're going to be up against at least 50 or more other candidates, so even an interview may not increase your chances of a job offer all that much. So you end up tempted to accept any job that comes your way, even if it's a menial, low-paid job that you were qualified to do if you'd left school after GCSEs. You feel like roadkill. I mean, you desperately want to avoid a situation like that, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. So here's this week's tip from the coach who rocks. Take the Olympic approach. Begin your search for employers 3 to 4 years before you think you're going to be ready to apply for jobs. You're looking for opportunities to meet business managers with whom you can build long-term relationships. When all you're asking for is an opportunity to meet up, when neither of you is in any position to make any kind of commitment to one another, where's the stress involved in that? Reach out to employers who are already searching for people like you. See, when you spread the workload over 4 years, that's not hard work, is it? Well, the odd rejection, even a string of rejections, is easy to handle if you have a further 4 years to find who you're looking for. And COVID will be open over by then, won't it? Make life easy for yourself. Grow some wings. Fly.